This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rifts are emerging among top Israeli officials over the handling of the war against the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militant group in Gaza. A member of Israel's war cabinet has cast doubt over the strategy for releasing hostages, while the country's prime minister rejected the United States' call to scale back its offensive. One of the four members of Israel's war cabinet, former Army Chief Gadi Eiskanat, said late Thursday only a ceasefire deal can win the release of dozens of hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel and the U.S. appear to be on a collision course on how to deal with the Gaza Strip after the war ends. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
As the fighting between Israel and Hamas continues to rage in Gaza, a conflict is developing between Israel and the U.S. on the diplomatic front concerning the future governance of Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that the war could continue into 2025 and that afterwards the Palestinian Authority and its leading Fatah faction should have no role in governing Gaza. But U.S. officials are working on a very different plan for the Palestinian Authority governing Gaza in the future. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Houthi supporters rallied in Yemen on Friday following a U.S. decision to relist the Yemen-based rebels as terrorists. The U.S. government on Wednesday returned Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups in the latest attempt by Washington to stem attacks on international shipping. Supporters carried placards and giant Palestinian and Yemeni flags as they gathered in the capital, Sana'a. This is